This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Huntington's disease isolates its victims by its slow and fatal rampage through human faculties and among relatives generally predisposed to the disease. Pope Francis last week carved hours out of his schedule to lovingly reassure victims and families they were precious to God and God's people. Then Francis turned to the researchers with the group. Huntington's is one of the remaining bastions where living human embryos are sacrificed to research. Noting that all human beings are precious in the eyes of God, Francis said that nothing can justify the destruction of human embryos. Canada may find itself in a predicament. The country's new scheme for doctors to provide medical assistance in early death by suicide may compel doctors and health workers, especially those with specialty in hospice and geriatrics, out of the practice of medicine. Medical suicide exacerbates critical shortages in healthcare labor. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Dr. Michael New of Ave Maria University says President Trump's actions to remove billions in abortion funding from foreign policy is not deserving of the media frenzy criticizing his actions. Dr. New says media outlets unanimously cite claims of international abortion providers with no display of even a little skepticism. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.